Hello and welcome to Jet Setting with JEK Travels, the show that gives you all the travel deeds insights when traveling to all-inclusive destinations. I'm your host, Chevelle German, affiliated with JEK Travels. Hello, 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 and welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about when it's a good time to plan a vacation. So let's take a show of hands. Anyone else feeling the itch to travel, the need to escape this cold weather ASAP, and dreaming of a beach and margaritas? Well, this podcast won't help that feeling, but it would give you some inspiration to think about when to plan your next vacation. Some people relish getting on the open road and driving from destination to destination on vacation. They enjoy the flexibility, starting and stopping whenever they want to afford them. Time is not a factor. Lots of extra time is padded into accommodate possible traffic delays or unexpected detours. For some, this is the only way to travel. For others, not so much. That's what makes planning a vacation so fun. Travel isn't entirely about tours, beaches, excursions, and history. It's also about meeting new people and forming connections. Some of the best moments in your life is when you meet a person after a long day of activity, tour that you went on, and you just talk about life. You will meet people from all over the world who are in search of the same thing as you, giving you an instant kinship. Hearing about the lives and the people that wait for them back home will give you a feel for who they are outside of their sarong and bikini, and an open view to what life is like in a different part of the world. There are many reasons to talk yourself out of traveling, but take a look at them. Are they good ones? Time waits for no one, and the world is ever-changing. Beaches erode, the political environment changes. Things may not be the same when you finally get around to doing it. So you ask yourself, when is the best time to plan? If you have time, we recommend at least 6 months to a year out, or even longer, works better. This gives you time to make the accommodations that you want based on the availability at an affordable price. Sometimes if you try and book a vacation with short notice and you want to go to a certain destination, that resort might not be available because it's all booked up. So that's why we said give yourself at least a year, but 6 months to a year or longer is perfect. This gives you time to make flexible monthly payments till your vacation is paid off. You make that small deposit and pay your trip off within 45 to 60 days of traveling. Or like I said, you can make the monthly payments before traveling depending on the trip details. This is also great if you have a group of people traveling with you. Everybody isn't rolling the dough and can shell out and pay a trip off just like that. So getting it out further out, a year out or two, gives them the flexible time to make payments, especially if they pay for more than one person for a trip. So extra payments they can budget in every month for the trip. So some of the things that you need to think about when working with a travel professional when you go on to book your vacation, you know, are these are some of the things that you would get when working with a travel professional. So the customer advocacy. The travel agents are act on your behalf to see that restitution is made if something goes wrong. They're in your corner. They don't work for the suppliers. They're working for you to make sure you get the best possible price. And if anything goes wrong, they're there to call for you. Expert guidance. Travel agents, unlike instructions on a web page, are experts in their field. So they can take the travel information out the codes and they're trained to do that every day. So instead of you sitting there trying to plan a trip, the travel agents work with different vendors. So they know what to expect and they build a camaraderie with them and to get you the best price. So you get personalized service. The travel agent talks to you and vet you out properly and your vacation is tailored specifically for you and your family. So that's a personalized service. Professional advice. You know, you can say, well, Barbara told me that I would like this resort or whatever. And you tell the travel agent, well, just because Barbara Barbara or Sam like that resort, don't make it the perfect resort for you. That's why we ask you all these types of questions. What you like to do when you go on vacation? You know, what do you have activities? Are you a beach and chill kind of person? Are you out there wanting to scuba dive and water ski and all that? Time. Instead of checking the long list of web pages on the web, wasting countless hours, you leave it up to the professionals. We know that all the resorts, like the back of our hand, the different destinations, and we can pick the best one for you within a matter of, you know, seconds or within hours. Instead of you taking days and weeks trying to find the perfect vacation. You know, we work for you, the client, not the travel supplier, like I said. So we want you to be a happy customer so you can be a repeated customer and value. We save you time and money because when you go online and see that, oh, I can get this for, you know, pennies cheaper, what are you sacrificing? Your time. Because if you see a flight, we try and get you there the quickest way possible on the flights, nonstop, preferably for not one layover. Some flights, you want to save a couple of dollars, but how many segments to that flight when you can be at the resort lying on the beach enjoying your drink or food instead of still traveling in the air? And firsthand experience, we have traveled to most of these destinations that we're selling to you. So we know the insides and out of the destination of the property. So we make sure it's a good fit for you. So when you, you know, picking a travel agent, you can look for certain things. If they have the ASTA label, if they're a part of any memberships like CLI, IATA card, or whatever. So you look for that to make sure that you're working with a professional and it's no one that's going to scam you out of your money. And always ask around from family members, friends who have used a particular travel agent they like, and they can give great reviews. And of course, do your due diligence and go online and check those reviews yourself to make sure they're on the up and up. Ask about fees. If the travel agency charge fees or service charges, and you know, a great agent, travel agent would tell you up front when they have a consultation with you. When they go over your trip details, they're going to tell you about the services that they offer and what value you're getting from them. And then they're going to let you know what their professional fee is and how much it is. And always research the agent that you're going to deal with, their track record. You can go to the Better Business Bureau. You can look on Google, Yelp. It's all out there on the web. Just type in the name of the travel agency and you will see everything pop up for it. So, you know, don't wait. Go travel to the places that you always wanted to travel to. Make new friends. You know, get out your comfort zone. See the world. You'll be happy that you did. Well, that's all for today's episode of Jet Setting with JEK Travels. I enjoy speaking with each and every one of you, and thank you for joining me today. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast.